Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at a whole variety of things. And I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey. Success is yours if you dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. I want to thank all of you that tuned in with us today. And if this is your first time tuning in, checking out the Mr. Motivator Show, I want you to know that you will love this show, and it will be a fuel to keep your tank running strong with motivation. And also, I would like to let you know that if you're a first-time caller or a first-time viewer of our show, and just to give you a little bit about myself, I am a stand-up comedian, motivational speaker, author, and actor with a desire to motivate, entertain, bring joy, fulfillment, and to help you discover your purpose. We have another great, exciting show for you today. Now, those of you that are seated, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. You can also check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter, and that is at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. And if you have emails, if you have questions that you'd like to ask me, you can email me at cthemotivator@yahoo.com. The letter C as in cow, CHEMOTIVAR@yahoo.com. Thank you again for tuning in with us. The title of our show today is Discovering Your Untapped Potential. I want to explore the different possibilities that await us as we draw from the well that is within us, knowing that we live in a rich and abundant world that provides more opportunities than we could ever imagine. It is time to discover your purpose and to fulfill it. I want to pose a question on you right now. Do you think that you've developed your potential? Do you think you've discovered your untapped potential? Folks, there are too many people out here that haven't learned to fulfill their potential. And We need to find ourselves. We need to discover ourselves so that we can have that defining moment in our lives that we've been waiting for. When you get to a place where you can have defining moments in your life, that means you've discovered some untapped potential that's been lying dormant. And now you're having a defining moment because you want that potential to flourish. And you want it to touch others. You want to change lives. You want to reach your destiny. And if you can bring someone along with you, it's even better. That's what happens when we discover ourselves and we reach in and discover our vision, our dreams. We discover things that have been lying beneath us, things that seem hidden, but they're not hidden. It's for you to find because it is within you. Your harvest is within your own potential. Now, when we look at the word rich, what comes to your mind when you think about the word rich? Webster defines it as having much money, property, wealthy. When you're rich, you're wealthy. And another word that comes to mind is the word abundant. When you're abundantly fulfilled, when you have abundance, it means great plenty. It means more than enough. Folks, our potential is more than enough to fulfill our goals, our dreams, our purpose, to soar us around the universe. That is what you have within you. And often people come to me and they say, Mr. Motivator, what do you mean? The discover your purpose. Dream big. Think big. Discover your purpose. Now, to look at the word discover in Webster, it tells us discover is to be the first to find something. The first to see or learn about. Isn't that awesome? You're the first one to find out about something. You're the first one to learn of the existence of something that is within you. And that something that is within you is potential. We have untapped potential within us, but have you discovered your potential? Has it been untapped? Excuse me, is it still untapped? Now, I looked up the word untapped, and the word untapped means that you want to draw from something. untapped could be liquid from a container, and that container hasn't been opened. Untapped could be a device for controlling the flow of liquid in a barrel, or it could be a device for controlling the flow of potential that exists within you. And the device for discovering or controlling the flow of potential in your life, the device is you. You are the device. You are the connection point for opening up the potential and allowing your potential to flow from you like a riverbank. Now, there may be someone right now who's thinking, I heard the word potential. I think I understand what it means, but I want to make sure that when you listen to the Mr. when you listen or watch the Mr. Motivator show, you're going to have a greater understanding of things that people take for granted. Now, the word potential is that which is not yet come. Webster defines it as something that's come into being. It's a possible, it's a possibility. Or let's break it down and say it's a possible, it's the possible talents, skills, intelligence, creativity, potential is something that can become great if it's unfolded, if it's developed, something that can be used. Potential lies within every individual. Now, we may not all have the same amount of potential, and we may not have the potential in exactly the same areas, but we all have something. Friend, you have something. You have something within you that signifies you from other people, something that can make you more successful, something that can add more fruit to your world, to your life, something that can satisfy your needs is within you. And it's up for you. It's up to you to discover what your potential is. We want to inspire you today. Now, I want you to know that we sometimes have friends, we have relatives who beat us up with negatives. And they tell us that we have nothing to contribute, that we're nobody. They put us down. They ridicule us. And no matter what we do, it's never good enough. There's always criticism. But I want you to know right now that you don't have to worry about that anymore. You can tune in to Mr. Motivator once a week, and I will be your personal motivation consultant. I will be your personal motivation coach. I will be your not only motivation coach, I will be your entertainment coach. I will be your information coach. But I will be the coach to motivate you through the airways. I will be the coach to motivate you when you're away from home, when you're on that job, when you're reaching out, headed towards your destiny. I will be the coach standing at the sidelines, cheering you on. I will be the coach reminding you that you can do it. That's why I'm happy that you tuned in today, because my way of giving back is to give to those that have been marked as the underdog. My way of giving back is to give to those who other people have pronounced mediocre, no future, not going anywhere in life. If you've been pronounced that your future is dead, that your outlook is dead, I want to be your personal motivation coach to motivate you, to inspire you, to resurrect you back to life. I want to give you a dose of motivation, entertainment, encouragement, even laughter, to get you back into the scheme of things, to get you in to the realm of moving towards your endeavors. I want to motivate you to achieve your goals, to set goals, and to achieve them. We have a world we have a world that is filled with opportunities, and it's up to us to discover our potential so that we can use the tools that we've been given in life to become victorious and to experience the success of the opportunities that await us. Folks, I'm going to tell you something right now. Do you know what the number one reason is that keeps a lot of people in chains and bondage? The number one reason that many people do not find success is because they look for it by comparing themselves to others. If you measure your success or compare it to all the people you know, the less likely you're going to feel successful. Your life will have nothing but big disappointments one after another because you're trying to measure and compare yourself to everyone that you meet. Hey, with the potential that is here within you, you have your own universe waiting to be discovered. You may be doing better than your brother. Maybe you're more successful than your neighbor or your father. And still, you'll feel like a dismal failure if you fall short of your own capacity for success. What am I saying? You can't compare yourself to others. And even though you're doing better than your brother or your sister, you're still going to be in a dismal state of failure because why? You know that you haven't really pushed to use your full potential. You've not pressed in to use as much of your potential as you could use it. I think Albert Einstein, who was documented as a genius, Mr. Einstein stated that he'd only used 10 to 15% of his proven potential. So Mr. Einstein basically said that I use a small amount of my potential to accomplish some great things, but where does that use, where does that leave the average person, the average individual who doesn't use an eighth of their potential, who doesn't use any of their potential? You think what Mr. Einstein was trying to say is that if the more we push in and use our potential, the more we're going to achieve. You will be successful, or you will become successful only when you commit to developing your untapped potential. That's the only way. And here's another quote that I read. Another reason people fail to be successful is that they equate success with material wealth, by Paul Meyer. That was a great, profound statement that Mr. Meyer quoted. He said that people fail to be successful when they equate success with material wealth. Folks, how many of us equate success with material wealth? Success can't be measured by material wealth alone. You can have a great job and you can earn $750,000 a year, but your kids, your children are on drugs. Your wife, you and your wife are at each other's throats and you're on the verge of getting a divorce. That's not success. And even though you have a large bank account, success is having a completeness, a fullness in a variety of areas, not just one area. And you don't have to have $1 million a year in order to be successful. Since you're successful when you are achieving and you have a great life and you're good at what you do and you're touching other people, you're making a difference. I have a friend who's a janitor, and he has a beautiful family. He has a wonderful wife, and he loves what he does. He is the best at his work. And when I go to visit him, he tells me, "Hey, Mr. Mosley, look at that floor. You know what kind of wax I use? Do you know what that, what kind of smell that is? I put this kind of particular scent or the aroma in with the wax." And he loves his job. And if he could do it for free as a volunteer, and he does, he goes and help other people. But I consider my friend successful because he discovered himself and what he loves more than anything else in the world. And what he does, he's good at it, and it brings great joy to his life. Some people will discount their most important achievements because their goals did not lead them to millions of dollars in their bank accounts. A lot of people abandon their goals, even though they enjoy what they're doing. Hey, I didn't get rich overnight. I didn't earn $1 million. And they missed it altogether. Then you have others that sometimes I consider them victims of religious myths. And they get religious about an old myth that really, that's all it is. It's a myth, and it could be a myth of misunderstanding. There are some people who have misunderstood success and great wealth. And they believe that it's sinful if you become rich. And they'll tell you, you go, hey, if you keep working just a little bit hard at this, you're going to be very successful. And people love this product, and it could make you rich. Well, Ms. Murray, I don't want to be rich. I just want just enough to, for my family and to pay a few bills. Because they're holding on to a myth. They're holding on to a philosophy that was shared with them. And do you know sometimes there are myths and philosophies that aren't true? And to give you an example, folks, let me make this a little bit plain. Some people have misunderstood the Bible's teaching that the love of money is the root of all evil. Well, do you know what I hear a lot of people saying, folks? They say money is the root of all evil. They leave out the word love. And when you leave out the word love and you say money is the root of all evil, they're deceived. They have listed in that arena, because when you have enough money, you can do a lot of good. You can feed a lot of homeless people. You can help a lot of shelters. You can help a lot of organizations. You can give to organizations that treat cancer, that raise funds to help people with AIDS. There is a lot of good that can be done with money and the help of money. But again, because of the because of people's misunderstanding, and someone just quoted that word to them, that scripture, that money is the root of all evil, they got it confused. I think the Bible tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. When you love money more than you love your parents, and you're ready to destroy their lives so you can get their money, or you want to harm another individual because you love money, so you and you love money to the point that you worship money, and you want to slit their throats and take their money. You want to rob and cheat and steal. You want to create organized crime in every corner because you love money. You worship money. Money is your master. That's when you see corruption. That's when you see harm. You see a lot of things that come into existence when people love money. But can you see how we can miss it when we get these misconceptions and we get religious about it? And we just give up on trying to do good to help people. It's great to have an understanding of everything. Now, folks, we want you to achieve your goals and to live your life and to be successful in this life. There is a lot that you can do. Now, what I would like for you to do, write down your goals and victories. And here are some things to help you develop your potential and to feel good about yourself. You can read your Bible regularly, improve your appearance, learn to accept compliments, invest in your personal growth, and reward yourself when you achieve your goals and you have a victory. These are things you can do to discover and unlock your potential. Folks, we're out of time. I just want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. And again, my name is Dwight Jeffrey. This is the Mr. Motivated Show, and reminding you to dare to dream and to keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life.